Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Wiggy thinks we'll be back to sports by mid-June.
Yeah.
Seems a little aggressive to me.
No.
Isn't Wiggy a little aggressive?
When do you think restaurants will be open?
I don't know, because if schools are closed until May 4th, they can't open the restaurants before that.
Okay.
Would we all agree on that?
I would agree.
So
do you think schools will be open after May 4th?
No.
You don't think so, Curtis?
No.
Okay. Ken, do you think things?
Well, Trump's telling me Easter, so yeah, 2 weeks, everything's open.
So then it's then a no for everything. So if you don't think there's no school by May 4th, so that means the restaurants won't be open until
the end of May, maybe?
No. Well, do you think the restaurants will be open June 1st? Let me ask that question.
Yes, I hope that hope so.
Okay.
And so then but if you're following the guidelines set forth by the Harvard researchers, mm-hmm. we may have to go into these periods of social distancing for the next 2 years. What did they say? Till 2022?
Potentially.
I mean, shouldn't we social distance every flu season going forward from this point forth? Because
I'm going to adopt that as a practice.
You're going to have to go to work, Danielle.
That's fine. But I'm saying outside of that, when people are like, hey, so we're going to Temescal on Tuesday. And I'll be like, nope, can't social distancing.
Greg, this is a somewhat hot take. I thought of this yesterday, but it's true. I believe it to be true. I believe there will be more changes to our daily life following mm-hmm. this pandemic than there were following 9/11. I believe 100%. The way business is being done, I believe the way people commute, the way they interact, there are going to be changes. This is sort of a marker in history.
Well,
from here forward, things are going to be totally different.
I mean, there are some who suggest that if the schooling from home, mm-hmm. you know, if that works, that we don't have a need for actual physical buildings.
But that's never going to happen.
Why would that never happen?
Well,
because of the teachers' union. We still need teachers. They could just do it.
What about the people?
Technology.
But what about the people who have to go to work?
Go back to work. Yeah.
And they're supposed to leave their, 10, 11, 12-year-old kid at home by himself just so he can go to school. Nobody's watching him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously you're sending your kid to
school. Basically saying school is babysitting.
It is. I mean, let's be honest.
It's not all the teachers.
No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is they're teaching these kids, right?
Yeah.
They're educating, but they're also a form of educating plus babysitting and watching them, because you can't just leave a 14-year-old kid at home and go, okay.
But there may be a lot of companies who come out of this and say, we don't actually have to have a physical workplace that people
right.
go to.
Right,
everybody can work from home. So then
there might be some home
with your kids.
There might be some places like
that. Think about that eventuality. You could be home with your kids every day working while they're homeschooling via technology.
And think about how
never get away from your kids.
But this, it's not
birth control.
You know, and I know Curtis has a hot take, but it's going to be like how it was after 9/11, right? You'll get,
there'll be a couple months where
people pay attention, and then, a year later, it's you're back to everybody's doing what they're doing.
I don't know about in this particular case.
Yeah.
I think people have been significantly worried and kind of panicked into a different result. Hello, Travis.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Travis?
You know, I was just listening, and I got to agree with the statement just made. You know, there's no way society can go back to the way it was before. I think it's been too much of a almost like throwing a freezing cold bucket on you. You become shocked by the new system. And, you know, 9/11, we all bounce back. I'm not sure we bounce back so quick from this.
Really?
You know, if it evolves. And yeah, I mean, well, think about it. If we have to go back every winter and socially distance, you know, for the next 2 years or maybe even longer, who knows how long this virus can keep reproducing and evolving.
Wow.
You know, maybe we have to do this for several years.
For several years?
Or what comes
years?
After this, another SARS or...
For several years. Wow.
Oh, who's to say they don't have in a year and a half or a year, they have a vaccine?
They will. I think
right.
they will.
Right.
I
so think, if they do they have that, then it'll be, you know, you might after the first. So say what's going to happen, right? So would you agree June 1st they would open up the restaurants?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. What might happen is that in the beginning, there might not be as many people. But then as time goes, because, oh, I don't want to go, kind of like what Danielle's doing. But over a couple months, 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, people then forget about it, and then you'll be back
but
in the
that's
the bars.
Not the point of this, though, Wiggy, is that people won't forget about it because there will be different periods in time where the government institutes this social distancing based on the strain of the coronavirus that's back active again in the community.
Well, unless the government's going to do that.
Well, that's what the Harvard study is recommending. That's what they're saying, that the government is going to have social distancing off and on for at least the next 2 years.
Here's a text. Will you ever shake somebody's hand again after this?
No, not in the beginning. Probably like the first 6 months after this, you won't do it.
But later on.
Yeah, you'll
we'll get back to it.
I would go back to it.
Right.
I
mean, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be like anything else. You'll be thinking about it, you know, a few months after the fact. Then you'll go back to you biting your nails. You'll go back to touching everything. You won't come back. People won't be doing what we're doing now, right? We come in here in the morning. We spray everything down. We're wiping everything down. After 6 months, 8 months, after everything's done.
Human nature is that you forget about it.
Bingo.
Yeah. All right. We're a little bit behind, so I suggest that we get to what is trending, and then after that, we will get to the top five most beautiful briefing moments from yesterday's White House briefing, and then a special COVID-19 edition of Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer, coming up at 8:35.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, have no fear, there will be an NFL draft, Wiggy. You got something to watch next
there
month.
There you go.
That's going to happen. Roger Goodell's league-wide memo says it goes on. Don't discuss it. Disciplinary action if you talk about it, if you're an NFL executive. But it's going to happen. Good suggestion from Andy Hart at WEEI.com. This is worth a read. He says teams should silently submit behind the scenes, picks 1 through 32, flip the draft, and then reveal it from picks 32 down to 1 for like a made-for-TV event. Coming up next, the Patriots pick, what are they, 23?
23.
Patriots pick at 23. Will they make the selection? What do you think about that? So it happens in normal, but you just don't, as the public, they won't view it until later. Does it add drama?
You could add more drama. Like, for instance, you could take all the Tigers that have been displaced from Joe Exotic's zoo, and you could place all the picks in the cage with the tigers.
Okay,
and then you could have the GMs go actually into the cage and remove the picks from the tiger's mouth.
I mean, that might work.
That might be a little more drama.
So with the Patriots at number 23, Jonathan Kraft is going to go into a tiger cage and see.
Yeah. Okay. I say we just throw Belichick in the tiger cage, see who wins.
You have now passed.
I'm putting my money on Bill.
Fitzy's obsession with The Mandalorian has nothing on your Joe Exotic fascination.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't get enough. I'm thinking of watching the whole. Once I get done with season 3 of Ozark, which I will be done with by, I'm predicting, 8 p.m. this evening, I'm going to go back and rewatch Tiger King again in its entirety.
Can I jump in on Ozark now, just at season 3? Or is that
no,
I don't think you can. You should.
There's been too much that's. You won't understand so much of the backstory.
Don't you want to think about? I'm jealous, like Curtis said, of you earlier. You have season 1 to binge,
yeah.
Then you have season 2 to binge, and then you can catch up on season 3.
Yeah, but he has kids.
He's got a kid.
You can watch it piecemeal. Yeah. They're quick episodes.
Okay, like 50 minutes.
Doesn't she sleep?
Erratically.
Give her some Dimetap or something like that.
Give her some Dimetap.
Nature's babysitter, Benadryl.
Hello.
Jesus. You'll come on board eventually, Ken.
Danielle was very sad. Antonio Brown is not going to be in Tampa with Tom Brady. Bruce Arians shut it down. Not going to happen. Not a fit in our locker room.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting there. TB, though, as this was Greg's lead, is trying to trademark TB by TB in this coronavirus time. Do you find that insensitive?
No. I mean, listen, people are proceeding with business, they waited until the press conference, mm-hmm. and now they're going to trademark everything that is related to Tom Brady and related to Tampa Bay. So
he's creating jobs, man. Somebody's got to make the shirts.
And Bill Belichick may be an Emmy Award winner, nominated for Sports Emmy for Outstanding Personality for his work in NFL's 100 all-time team. That is incredible.
He's taking on Mutt.
He is Mr. Personality, really. When you hear the guy do his press conferences, you know he's got a bubbly personality.
And Donald Trump shouted out Tom Brady. I feel like that may be a part of our next segment.
We'll save that.
We'll save that. Right. That's what's trending now on the Greg Hill Show.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'd never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up
magazine. Wiggy's Choice Friday. It's definitely a Wiggy's Choice Friday.
This song will always get me. Corona, I know Corona.
By the way, are you sharing your online gaming tag? Several texters were asking me earlier, since you're playing Call of Duty all day or whatever it is that you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, I do. I share my online gaming.
What is it?
It's Wiggy8585.
Okay, Wiggy8585. All right.
Find me on Call of Duty in the war zone.
I mean, how many hours a day do you spend, would you say, playing video games?
I'd say a lot. I don't know, 4, 5, 6
really?
Hours.
Wow.
Yep.
And if you want to play with Nick, his is Oddballs Forever.
That's it. You know.
Doesn't Mrs. Wiggins have any chores for you to do around the house?
No, not really.
No honey-do list?
No, that's not till nighttime. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
That's the nighttime chores.
And who does all the cooking? I mean, have you helped
out?
She does. You haven't offered to help or anything?
No, I can't cook.
Do you do the dishes?
No.
That's why you have kids.
Yes, that's why I have kids. Mm-hmm. So my daughter's at home.
So you don't do anything during this?
I take the trash from the trash bin in the kitchen to the trash thing outside.
I see. That's it.
To the trash barrel.
During these troubling times.
That's a lot of work.
When everybody is pulling together.
Right. Or I take the clothes from the basement.
One common goal, and you're doing nothing.
I didn't say I was doing nothing.
You're just doing the trash. That's it.
And sometimes I take the clothes upstairs, or I put them in the washer and dryer. Uh-huh. So every now and then.
What about assisting the kids with the homework?
That's why they go to school for.
That's okay. Yeah. I see. So there's none of that?
That's the school. No, the teachers are supposed to do that.
What about home crafts, activities?
Nope. Yeah, I take them to the field and we work out.
Okay.
So I do that.
Socially distanced.
Wiggins family OTAs.
Yes, exactly.
3-cone drill.
Exactly.
Well, we know what Danielle does.
The 3-cone drill for Greg is ice cream cones, by the way.
All Danielle does is watch briefings.
Oh, God.
She's obsessed with the president's briefings.
Can't get enough.
And,
not as briefs, though.
That means that we can get to this new feature here on this show.
The Greg Hill Show presents the top 5 most beautiful briefing moments.
As we near the end of our historic battle with the invisible enemy.
They're getting better. Yesterday was extraordinary, I thought, Danielle.
So good. It was so good.
A lot of material. in this one.
Bigly.
What do you guys want to start with when it comes to top five moments?
I want to start with, for number five, his opening line when he remarked about what the room looked like.
Okay. Number five.
Beautiful day. Very good what you're doing. Look at all those empty seats. Never seen it like that. Oh, boy. Well, how the world has changed. How the world has changed, right? But it's going to end up being better than ever.
Better than ever. Better than ever. Uh-huh. Next cut is a combination.
He likes the fact that the media is
Why is
there.
He talking like that?
Because that's how he really is. It seems like that's the way he really
is.
Yeah, that's his thing. One of the best parts about these pressers is that they have the live feed going, waiting for the president to come into the room, and you hear all the reporters just mucking it up, talking about random crap, and some of the stuff they were talking about yesterday was ridiculous. But this next cut is two things kind of combined into one. The president talked about the governor's call, as well as the vote moving to the House for the stimulus package, and he talked about singling people out.
Number four.
I think it will go through pretty well from what I hear virtually everybody. There could be one vote, one grandstander maybe. You might have one grandstander, and for that we'll have to come back and take a little more time, and it'll pass. It'll just take a little longer. But let's see whether or not we have a grandstander. So you had 50 governors plus, and if you had tapes, you'd see it was really, there's no contention. I would say virtually none. I would say maybe one person, there was a little tiny bit of a raising of a voice, a little wise guy, a little bit. But he's usually a big wise guy, not so much anymore.
Unbelievable.
Is he talking about your president, your next president, Ken?
He
must be.
Cuomo.
Cuomo. Mm-hmm.
He's always one grandstander.
Now, they have a Navy ship, the USNS Comfort, headed from Virginia to New York. It's the world's largest hospital ship, I think it was taking off yesterday. It's slated to arrive in New York Monday, and the president addressed that.
Number three.
It should be arriving. I told the governor 20 minutes ago, Governor Cuomo, that the ship will be arriving at New York Harbor on Monday. I think I'm going to go out and I'll kiss it goodbye. I'll go to it's in Virginia, as you know, and I will go and we'll be waving together because I suspect the media will be following. John, are you going to be following? Maybe. You never know, huh?
Comfort, sir, it's a very important vessel.
Great ship. It's a great vessel, is right. So if you want to go, I'll see you there. And if you don't, that's okay.
Oh,
I'll
my
God. It's
very dangerous in these times to kiss a ship. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't be putting I wouldn't be putting my lips on anything.
He loves John Roberts. He's in the front row. He always sort of like says hello to him, gets his opinion.
I'll kiss it goodbye.
I'll make sure I'm social distancing from the ship 6 feet before I kiss it goodbye.
He also took an opportunity at one point to take a dig at one of our former presidential candidates.
Number two.
No, please.
Yeah, I didn't call you. I called this gentleman.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. On Monday,
who are you with?
Did you speak with?
Who are you with?
I'm with Bloomberg.
Yeah,
Bloomberg. Right. It's Mario Parker.
How's Michael doing? Good.
How's Michael doing? Good. Oh my God,
there's a lot of material in these briefings.
There's so much.
It's fun to watch.
It really is.
It's fun to watch.
And then finally, we'll round out the top five this Friday morning with the president addressing really who we consider God here in New England.
Number one.
We had a terrific meeting. Somebody in the fake news said that one of the governors said, we need Tom Brady. I said, yeah. He meant that in a positive way. He said, we need Tom Brady. We're going to do great. And he meant it very positively, but they took it differently. They think Tom Brady should be leading the effort. That's only fake news, and I like Tom Brady. Spoke to him the other day. He's a great guy.
Name dropping. Wait, during this crisis, he's
talking to TB.
He's speaking with Tom Brady.
Yes. Sure.
What do you think they spoke about?
Tampa Bay.
36 holes.
Big news.
Strip clubs in Tampa.
Absolutely. How dare you? I love it. Oh, my God.
Probably said Mar-a-Lago's closed, so maybe next time.
Oh, and I hope he didn't, like, interrupt a meeting of the task force to take Tom Brady's
call. Oh, he
call.
Definitely did.
I mean, you think he did?
Oh, yeah, he did. Hold on, guys.
You think Pence was in the...
He kicked out Fauci and took a call from Brady.
I mean, you think Pence was in the middle of, a PowerPoint presentation?
Oh, yeah.
He said, hold on a second.
And Trump just picks his phone up right in the
right
middle.
Out of the room.
No, you don't step out. Tommy, I have nothing. Sitting here listening to Mike.
How much do you want to bet he's on the phone with all the G20 leaders from around the world, and he's like, guess who I talked to yesterday?
They think Tom Brady.
Hey, guys, this is Tom Brady on the phone. Give me a few minutes.
I mean, do you think Tom can handle this? He's probably not a pandemic expert. I mean, I think he
probably
can.
Not.
Guerrero could.
But does he now disavow? Does Giselle say, come out and make a statement? You never talked to President Trump. That's very divisive.
I don't know.
Well, he said he had tips for this time. You know, we have some tips and advice for this time of, with the pandemic going on.
But he's playing for a team in Trump country, so he's actually good. Tampa's probably pro-Trump.
Spoke to him the other day. He's a great guy.
All right. Well, Danielle, those are Danielle's favorite or the most beautiful five moments from the briefing yesterday, and I'm sure you'll be. What time is it today, Danielle?
They're supposed to go on around 5 Eastern usually. Yesterday I think it was closer to 5:15, 5:20, but yeah, that's typically when they do their coronavirus task force briefing.
I mean, I feel like he should do going forward once this is over, mm-hmm. once we get through this, you got to do a press conference every day. I mean, he excels.
Time for that.
That's the environment where he, I mean, right. He's an entertainer. Right. I mean, the guy excels at those press conferences.
He can never do the, go out in public again, right? He can't do his his rallies.
That's true, yeah. I mean, what are going to happen when it comes to the rallies? Hey, Jimbo.
Hey, what's Wiggy's call tag on Call of Duty?
He just said it. It's
Wiggy 8585.
Wiggy 8585.
Yep.
Is that on PlayStation?
PS4. The only
yes,
way to go.
Sir. I'm hitting you up tonight, buddy.
Only way to go, buddy. All find right. me in Warzone. I might be in the gulag every now and then, but that's what I do.
Yeah. All right. This is Mike from Wakefield. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. What are you calling about?
I'm in a nasty cell area. That's why I'm asking. So I reached out to the Greg Hill Foundation because I got this wacky idea the other day. I'd like to help you guys raise money.
Okay.
And I think that it's amazing what you do locally, Greg, but I won't.
Wow.
I will be hosting a nightly trivia show, hopefully starting Saturday night on Facebook Live at 9 p.m. I'm trying to work out the details right now on if there's any way that I can reward people who participate in the show. But the primary focus is to get the donation started right away. So I wanted to reach out to you and let you know that
all right. Well, that's really cool. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Awesome.
So I was going to say where people can find me on Facebook. They can follow me at Mike Lancelot. So last name, just like Sir Lancelot, you just add an extra T and E at the end. So again, Facebook Live this Saturday night, 9 p.m. We'll be starting a fundraiser, and my primary beneficiary is going to be the Greg Hill Foundation. But I had a question for you.
Yes.
I know it's focused primarily on restaurant workers and employees. However, there's a lot of people out of work in a lot of places. So if someone finds themselves in a situation where they're out of work and they're not a restaurant employee, can they reach out to the Greg Hill Foundation for a $1,000 grant?
Well, we started it with Sam Adams because Jim Cook wanted to find a way to pay back the bartenders and the restaurant people who had helped Sam Adams get their start. So it's primarily for that, for those workers in that space. I think at some point there's going to have to be all kinds of organizations mm-hmm. that step up to help workers everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, you're talking about 3.3 million people lost their job last week.
Right.
So I think the response when it comes to Restaurant Strong has been amazing. We're at $454,000 that has been donated. So that means that you, the listeners of this show, donated $254,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would love to see it get to 500, and I think we will. But, I mean, there's going to be need in every single every single kind of industry.
You think so, just some of the things you think about, like, you know, there's the barber shops and, you know, salon workers, and you think about
are they forbidden from opening, or are they doing that just kind of based out of
they
concern?
Can't.
Yeah, I think they're like
can't.
Gyms.
They can't.
Yeah, I think they're like,
that was included.
Yeah, I think they're like gyms, so they can't, you know, be open.
So how are landscapers essential, but barbers and hairdressers are not?
Because you can't spread the disease when you're blowing leaves. You can spread it when you're
You're literally blowing it, Curtis.
Yeah, what if you cough into your leaf blower, Curtis?
Well, that's an extra an extra 6 feet. So you now have to have 12 feet. Because the disease doesn't, it can't go past 6 feet, just regular. But when you got the leaf blower, it gives it an extra 6 feet. So
I have a very important question. Karen Spilka and her $25,000 annual allowance for her Q5, does she stop getting that money during a lockdown because she doesn't need to commute?
No.
Oh, good call.
Could she use that money for other areas?
No, that's an excellent question, and that should be stopped.
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
The legislators who are not commuting to the state house, who get a per diem for commuting to the state house, should not be reimbursed for that per diem.
Well, she uses that money for daycare.
Well, she uses it to get her Audi Q5 is what she uses it
for. But if she's not used driving it, so now she has to reallocate that money. So maybe it's, you know, what's open?
Hello, hey, Jack.
Groceries.
Hey, what do you say, yo, man? How you doing?
What's up, Jack?
What about this guy that makes the pillows there, the pillow guy there? All his operations are now making masks.
Yes.
He American-made. This guy's a hero.
My friend Mike Lindell stopped making the sheets and the pillows, and he's making the masks.
Now, do you think, though, because, you know, Curtis had brought up the point, like, how this affects us afterwards.
Yeah.
Do you think this affects us in the way that we now start manufacturing more stuff in America?
I hope so.
I hope so now. Mm-hmm. I think that, unfortunately, eventually people will get tired of paying a premium for it, and they'll go back to the Chinese prices. Because people love cheap stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like after 9/11. Everybody was very pro-America, right?
Okay.
I feel like I could be wrong, obviously, but I feel like for a while people would be like, yay, bring it back here, everything's great. But when they see what the price of goods is manufactured here versus what it was in China, eventually it's going to get old.
All right. When we come back, I'm sure you have legal questions that need to be answered that have come about because of what we are going through in this country. So we'll get to an emergency COVID-19 edition of Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show. This is WEEI.
Careful, they bite.
Do I dare ask you to call your next witness?
Looking for some legal advice?
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
It's time for...
I'm afforded the right to speak in my own defense, sir.
Ask an Attorney.
Order.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
Order.
On the Greg Hill Show.
Order.
Knock it off.
Sit down.
Maybe the bad, bad thing.
Well, time for an emergency COVID-19 edition of Ask an Attorney with Larry, the lawyer, who joins us right now on the Harbor One hotline. Larry, are you isolating? Are you self-isolating? Where are you?
Day 11, my friend. Haven't left the house in 11 days. Only good news is I'm a newlywed.
We were discussing yesterday that there was a 50% uptick in divorce inquiries. This is according to the New York Post. Is that something that is going to be a result of those who are spouses spending an awful lot of time together during this?
I don't know that this is going to be the result of it, but it's certainly going to be the catalyst of it. I think that people that don't like each other, that are forced to stay with each other, really, I think this is lighting the wick for a lot of people that probably would end up with a divorce down the road, but are just sick of each other right now.
By the way, you can text your question for Larry, or you can call with your question for Larry, the lawyer, who always is here to answer your legal questions for free. This is a question, and it probably affects the divorce question as well. This person is going to be filing a lawsuit, and they are wondering if it will be a long time until the court will be able to hear that. Is that something that's going on when it comes to courts here in Massachusetts?
So right now, Greg, a couple of the courts, the district courts, are shut down completely for a couple of weeks because a judge actually came down with COVID-19. The courts in general are open, but they're only open for emergencies. Emergency, for example, would be criminal arraignment or a 209A restraining order. So you can still file your lawsuits, but the chances of getting into court anytime in the near future are very limited unless you actually have a true emergency.
Okay. Are you watching Tiger Hunter?
All right. Guilty. Started that two nights ago, and I'm King. All the way through six
Tiger
episodes.
King. Sorry, Tiger King. How far in are you?
I'm at episode six. I have the last one tonight.
Okay.
I saved it for tonight.
I want you to share with us
your gold.
It's unbelievable. Joe Exotic has filed a $94 million lawsuit against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I want to know what you think the odds are that he's able to collect something.
I would say zero.
Okay.
I mean, here's the problem that Joe Exotic has. He's filing from a jail cell where he's going to serve 22 years because he was convicted in a criminal trial, which is a much higher standard than a civil trial, for the exact things that he is really, in essence, suing the federal government for.
Uh-huh.
He's basically saying, hey, I was set up. They targeted me. They created these laws to get rid of me. In a civil case, the standard is, basically, if we're going to look at percentages, Greg, it's 51%. You know, a preponderance of the evidence, more reasonable than not. But with a criminal case, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. So if we're going to look at percentages, we're in the high 90 percentages. So he's been convicted of the crimes, the same crimes that he's now trying to say somebody else framed him for. So I think he's going to be able to bring it. I think it's going to be a motion to dismiss or a motion for summary judgment, and it's going to get thrown out very quickly.
If you were...
Having said that, he probably did get set up. Those partners of his are not nice people.
No, they're not. I mean, he was convicted. I mean, he gave the, I don't want to reveal anything, but he gave the money, but the guy didn't even make it to Florida. I mean.
And by the way, do you really think he gave the money? I don't know that he even gave the money.
Yeah. I mean, do you think, if you were representing Carol, would you be concerned if they brought charges against her?
Not unless they can find the tiger that she allegedly fed her husband to.
Yeah.
I mean, Carol's just, listen, out of everybody on that show, she is completely, to my opinion, completely insane.
You think so?
Like those eyes, all you got to do is take one look at her eyes and you run.
Yes.
And that tiger's probably been dead a long time, so you ain't finding him.
He might be one of the ones that got euthanized.
Right.
Let's see. A texter wants to know, Larry the lawyer, if you have jury duty upcoming, do you have to go, or can you avoid jury duty because of what is going on with social distancing, et cetera?
So right now, there are no jury trials. So good news, there is no jury duty. Having said that, what's probably going to happen is you're going to get a notice in the mail that you're rescheduled for a time further down the road. So call the courts, of course, because if you don't show up and they actually are doing juries, and as we all know, this is a fluid situation, it seems to be changing by the minute, you could end up with a warrant out for your arrest. You could lose your driver's license, a lot of those things. And that actually happens, Greg. We actually represented somebody that had a warrant because they missed jury duty.
Really?
Yep.
Yep. Texter is asking about, they reached out to their bank with regard to mortgage payments, and the bank said they still had to make their payments. They thought the government had said that you didn't have to. What is that? I don't think the government said you don't have to make your mortgage payment. They did ask the banks to be lenient when it came to late charges, right?
Yeah, and I will tell you this. If you have a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac government back loan, and most people do, what I am seeing from my clients is a lot of them are calling up and they're getting a six-month forbearance or a 90-day forbearance. Now, forbearance just means that you don't have to pay during that time period. The nice thing about that, Greg, is they don't report you to their credit agencies, so you're not late on any of the credit bureaus. And what's probably going to end up happening is they're going to end up modifying the loans at the end so that if your term ended in January of 2030, it would now end in June of 2030. Simple solution. Of course, the banks won't say that because of the money that they bring in each month with these mortgages. But it is something that is currently occurring in the Commonwealth, and it's a case-by-case basis, and it's an individual bank decision.
Larry, I have a quick question for you. In Massachusetts, is it easier to get away with shoplifting than it is to avoiding jury duty?
Well, if you're in Suffolk County, it is. They don't arrest in Suffolk County for that.
Larry, family member, this is a 978 text. Family member works for a nonprofit organization. She got 2 weeks severance, which is up today. Her company does not, because it's nonprofit, does not pay unemployment tax. Can she still sign up for unemployment under these circumstances?
I don't 100% know the answer to that. I don't know that working for a nonprofit exempts you from collecting unemployment, but I do know this. I know that Governor Baker is attempting to get Massachusetts declared a federal emergency zone or a disaster zone. My understanding is if that happens, one of the things that that does affect is unemployment. For example, if you are a 1099 employee or an independent contractor, let's say that you're a realtor, and you're laid off during this period of time, you can't collect unemployment because you're an independent contractor. There are occasions, and I believe that when the United States president says, hey, this is a federal disaster zone in your state, that you can collect as a 1099 employer. I'm not an expert, so I'm sure some of the experts are going to call in and say I'm probably off right now, but okay. I think I read that somewhere.
All right. 978 texts about stimulus checks. Which parent receives the money for the kids that are living in the house?
Ooh.
The parent they live with or the parent who claims them? This person has two kids, both living with them, but their dad claims one of them. Does he get the money or does she get the money?
So that's a good question. My understanding is they're going by your 2018 tax returns. So whoever claimed the child on the 2018 tax returns is the one that's going to get them. Now, dependency exemptions are different than head of household. So the question now is, are they gonna base it on who files the child's dependency exemption, which oftentimes in a probate court or a divorce situation, those are split up or alternated, or alternatively, who's going to file the head of household exemption? Head of household exemption to me seems the logical choice because what you're saying is the child lives in that particular abode more than 50% of the time, and that's based on the IRS definition.
So if you have, because my daughter's constantly asking me, right? But she's 22 now,
uh-huh.
And she would technically be an adult, but because I filed her on my taxes in 18, she wouldn't be able to be able to take advantage of that, would she?
I don't believe so, because, again, I think they're going based on the 18 tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll look into that with you, and I'll get back to you on that one.
All right. I have another question for a friend. With schools being in some places canceled or online learning, is there a way for people who, you know, send their kids to school, pay for college or private schools to recoup some of the money for A, pain and suffering now that the kids are home all the time?
pain and suffering.
That's classic.
Well, it's, you know, now that they're home, you know, all the time, and now the classes are only online. So are you able to
get some money back on your private school tuition, Wiki?
Yeah, that or the college.
Your friend wants to know.
My friend wants to know.
Wiki's friend wants to know,
yes.
Larry.
Listen, my advice, learn to love those kids, my friend. Use this time for what it is, a chance to reconnect with your the fruit of your loins.
Well, you're not answering the question, Larry. Like, come on.
Listen, you know I'd had every group in the state after me if I told you shoot my kids. That's not going to happen.
Is Entercom Boston liable for cruel and unusual punishment for airing the oddballs during a quarantine?
I represent Greg Hill in this matter, so I only respond to him in those questions.
But I mean, I know there's I'm among those who have reached out to university that my son attends and have asked for some money back, and they don't seem to be responding yet. But I guess that's what you do. The answer is reach out and ask them for the money back, or just don't pay it, right?
Yeah, and look, the other part of this, Greg, is you got to look at your, you know, I mean, you go to college, you sign a contract for college, you know, with the financial aid, with the acceptance letters, the student handbooks, the policies and procedures. I mean, you really have to go through everything. I would say that this is probably one of those scenarios that's covered in the contract, although you wouldn't necessarily notice it.
Yeah.
We have force majeure clauses in contracts. We have acts of God exceptions. I would imagine that the good schools are going to give you a credit for the following year. Because, look, by way of example, with the dorms, you're not paying for food that you've already paid for. You're not paying for the living arrangements that you've already paid for. So there's a windfall to those schools, and they shouldn't profit because we're in the middle of a global pandemic. You know, making the decision to stay safe is certainly prudent, but it's also fair and equitable to give somebody a percentage of that tuition back. Now, they would argue, I imagine, that, hey, our teachers are still teaching, we're still paying those kinds of things, and our expenses have gone up because now we have to switch to an online platform versus an in-class platform, so we really don't have any difference. And, oh, by the way, we're giving you those online classes, so we're still educating your children. You know, the interesting question is, you know, a lot of the public schools aren't really set up for this right now, and I know that they're doing their best. You know, we have some amazing teachers in the Commonwealth, my aunt being one of them. And, you know, we had this discussion yesterday about, you know, how teachers are stepping up and they're sending homework out. They're putting self-addressed stamped envelopes for the kids to send it back. That's not the same as being in class all day. You know, even online classes aren't the same as being in a classroom all day. So, you know, that's another issue is these public schools. And I know that the governor said, hey, anything after the 15th of March that schools don't have classes for don't have to be made up. I think that's a longer-term discussion and one that people really need to get into.
Larry the Lawyer is our guest. This is a special emergency COVID-19 edition of Ask an Attorney. We'll continue. We got to take a quick break, but we'll continue with a question about preparing for the worst. There's a 617 texter who wants to ask about wills. So we'll get to that coming up next on The Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.